I'm gonna read that again. Cause we gotta stop fiddling around with the world, mixing up stuff with the world. He alone, the world had no right to try to tell you how to live, what to do, where you can go, what you can't do. He alone is my leader. That's why we say Jesus is Lord. Amen. That's why we say it, because he's alone. He alone is the one. Satan has no right. The world has no right. Tell me when I can worship, when I can pray, where I can go and what I... Jesus told us to go. And those Pharisees and those religious people try to stop him, what, they just got worse. Huh? I said when they tried to stop him, and the more they tried to stop him, the more they preach, and the more miracle they saw. So much and so until they started bringing people from cities around and placing them on beds and couches, and the shadow passed, Peter's shadow passed by, and they got healed. I wonder what they had to say about that. He wants you to understand the power, the resources, the power that we have inherited, have access to, has no limit to it. There's nothing can match it. And we got to get to the place where we are not intimidated by a threat, by a flu, by a cold, by this or by that, by a COVID, by a note, or whatever it is. We are not threatened by it. We're not to be afraid of anything.
Amen.
Christ in you. We're going to see it in just a minute. If we don't pursue it, if we don't go after it, we don't walk in the light of it, then it will lie dormant. Just like I would put $1 million in the bank in your account and give you account number, you will never go check it. You die and leave it here and never use it, but it was there all the time.
Amen.
Come on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But I'm gonna do like Paul in Ephesians. Let me read Ephesians 1:19 and 20 through the Amplified translation. Let me read that. If y'all can put it up, be fine. Ephesians 1:19, there it is. Y'all on the ball. Hallelujah. And so that, now listen to it real good, so that you will know, so that you will begin to know. See, notice what he said. See, he inherited us. We're his inheritance. So he wants you to begin to know. That means you're growing in this. You ought to know more today than you knew yesterday. You ought to be more committed today than you were yesterday. Come on. You ought to be, so that you begin to know it has no measure. Immeasurable. And what else? Unlimited. Unlimited. And what? Surpassing. Did you hear what they said? Surpassing greatness. It go way past greatness. When you get greatness, what else you have? That's way out there. But it surpasses greatness. Of his what? Active spiritual power is where? In us who believe. Remember, Jesus said, those that don't have a heart to hear what they imagine they have will disappear. In other words, but we that have a heart to hear, this power resonate, has resident, and it resonate, and it will be, it is explosive. And we need to know how to release it, how to yield to it and become more consumed with it. taken with it, captured by it, moving in it, speaking without even a thought of fear. Come on. No what if, because it doesn't exist in the eyes of God. God don't have no if. He said it. That's it.
Amen.
And we never should if God. We should always say, God said it, that settled it for me. I know we have to grow in this, but come on, we ought to grow on up. I ought to grow on up. I need to grow up in the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In us who believe, these are in what? According with the working of his what? Mighty strength, which he produced. Where? Remember when he raised Christ from the dead and placed him above every authority ruler? This mighty strength is produced in Christ. And where are you? I'm going to ask you again, where are you? That's in you. Christ in you. I may be able to get there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Produced in Christ, which... When he raised him, see, he did it. When he did what? Raise him from the dead and seated him at his own right hand in the heavenly places.
Amen.
There's a resurrected man seated at the right hand of God. And he's called the body of Christ because we are his body. Our seat of authority is at the right hand of God. Whatever Jesus says, that's what we say. Hallelujah. I said, whatever Jesus says, that's what we say.
Amen.
He's the head of this. Not the government. Not the ruler of this, the darkness of this world. Satan is a defeated foe. He's already been judged. He is not your master. You are his master. And what rights that the slave has to tell the master what to do? And too long we've been letting the slave who's been defeated tell us what to do.
Amen.
Tell us about our health. Tell us about our relationship. And all the kind of stuff come up. And we act on it. No more of that. We tell Satan, no, you don't. Don't you bring that here. We're not going to have it in our household. We're not going to have it among ourselves.